Welcome back. Hello, everyone. Happy Monday. You are listening to Love, Joy, and Languages, a podcast about loving languages and finding joy in learning them. You all know me by now. I'm Heidi, and I love languages. I love learning them. I love learning about them. I love talking about them. So if you feel the same or even just marginally similar, you're in the right place. Today I'm going to talk a little about language dabbling. If you've never heard this term before, a broad definition of dabbling is taking part in an activity in a casual way. So we aren't committing, we aren't stressing about it, probably not even setting any goals. We're just exploring and having some fun. Naturally then, language dabbling is taking part in a language in a casual way. And this can be whatever you want it to be. It can be learning a few phrases, learning a new writing system, finding connections to other languages you speak, studying intensively for a short while just to see how far you can get, picking it up once a year or once every 5 years, learning enough to order food when you travel, literally anything you want to do in a language without necessarily committing yourself is dabbling. I really enjoy dabbling in various languages, but I know it isn't for everyone. Some people see it as a waste of time that takes away from their dedicated languages. Some people need the commitment and structure of learning a language in a very devoted way. Maybe dabbling is too much of a distraction. Whether you dabble or not, and whatever the reasons you have, it's all good. You do what is right for your language journey. But today I want to share just three things that stick out to me about playing around with various languages in this non-committal way. These are three things that, for me, have actually benefited my main languages, the ones that I'm committed to furthering to a higher level. I started learning languages 7 years ago, as an adult. I was in my 30s when beginning with my first foreign language. And while I've had some major struggles along the way, I also fell in love with languages from the beginning. So for me, it's always been a no-brainer that dabbling would be a part of my language life. There are just so many languages and comparatively little time to learn as many as I'd like. So since starting my language journey, I've dabbled in several languages for many different reasons and in a variety of ways. I'd say my dabble languages that I've played around with the most are Portuguese, Korean, French, Danish, Polish, and Spanish. And of course, there are several others I've learned just a few phrases in, like saying hi and thank you when I travel and things like that. But in every case, I can definitely say that dabbling in these languages has helped me in my journey with my main languages, Italian and German. So the first thing that I find really useful about dabbling is, of course, all the connections I can make to vocabulary and grammar in my main languages. Naturally, a new language we're playing around with can be, quote, easier if we can connect it to a language we already know or are more advanced in. And I find that the opposite of that is also true. My main languages, the ones I'm more advanced in, can be made stronger when I connect them to the dabble language. There are some words in Danish, for example, that are very similar to German, oftentimes spelled exactly the same, but pronounced differently. Because my Danish level is still complete beginner, I'm talking very basic vocabulary here. But there are always very basic words in a language, like German, that I just can't seem to remember for the life of me. And as my German has improved, I just learned to work around those non-sticky words while still getting my point across. And yet, when I see these cognates for the first time in Danish, my new dabble language, it actually helps me remember them in German. Another way to describe this, I guess, is that some of my passive knowledge of Italian or German can be made active through the experience of immediately recognizing a word in my dabble language. There's science behind our memories being stronger when we experience things with strong emotions, and that's what I would say happens in these cases. I get so ridiculously excited about recognizing a word in Danish, being able to read a sentence because the words are so close to German that those strong emotions of excitement help put the word in both languages into my long-term memory and active vocabulary. And because I'm talking very basic vocabulary here, it's not like dabbling is making me take leaps and bounds in my main languages, but it does help fill in the holes. It helps solidify things that were still shaky. Now, moving on to number two. The second way that dabbling supports my focus languages is that it gives me a break while still holding space for languages in general. This really won't be one that hits everyone the same way, I know, but it's really important for me, so I know there are others out there who think of it the same way. We all get burned out in our languages at one time or another. There will always be some new and difficult part of a language that's stressful and frustrating. We all have times when our motivation goes down or we just can't bring ourselves to study our main languages for whatever reason. And I'm an advocate of respecting the burnout and the time needed to be apart from our languages. I found that trying to force myself to push through and just do the thing just doesn't work. It's very counterproductive and just leads to even lower energy, negative thinking, and even thoughts of giving up. So there are tons of things we can do to take time away from our main languages when we need to. And for me, dabbling is one of those things. I dedicate time to language learning most mornings really early before my kids get up. And I've done it for so long now, it just doesn't feel right starting my morning without languages. But when I'm feeling burned out or like I just can't bring myself to study Italian or German, one of the things I often go to during that dedicated time is dabbling. I also sleep in some, work on my podcast, read, meditate, or catch up on some other hobby. But dabbling is definitely in there. I found that when I focus on a new language during that burnout phase, I feel rejuvenated and more confident in languages. That beginner's excitement that I get making quick beginner progress in a new language keeps me excited for languages in general. And again, if it's a language that's in the same family as one of my others, like when I play around with French or Danish, then it reminds me of the things I love about my main languages. Doing my dabbling activities during the time that I usually dedicate to my main languages helps ensure that I don't fall off the wagon completely. I keep that space in my day available for languages without inadvertently crowding it out with something else. I know this way of working isn't for everyone. Some people simply need a break from languages completely in order to feel rejuvenated and motivated again. Some people may start to dabble, and then that new language becomes a focus language, and you find you don't really get back easily to the one you're breaking from. And that's okay. Absolutely do what you need and want to do. But keeping this time open for languages and spending some time just discovering something new and diving into a language with no goals and no commitment really helps me work through my burnout and get back into Italian and German when I'm ready. So now I'll move on to the last note I made here about how I find that dabbling helps me with my main languages, and that is that it keeps my curiosity piqued. I'm really driven by curiosity, and I know a lot of language learners are. I feel like I'm never going to know enough about languages. I'll definitely never know enough languages. And when I come across new words or new-to-me grammar in a dabble language, I start to wonder where it comes from. What other languages have this? What else is unique about this language? And for me, curiosity begets curiosity. Letting my curiosity guide me to discovering all sorts of new things in a new and fun language also creates more curiosity about my main languages. If I come across a reflexive verb in French, for example, it reminds me of a reflexive verb in Italian, likely with the same meaning. And then I'll start thinking about that verb, wondering if it's also reflexive in German. And is it an echtes reflexive verb or an unechtes one? Does it require a specific preposition? Is that preposition followed by the accusative or the dative case? Does the verb take the equivalent preposition in Italian? And what about French? Dabbling for me is never confined to the language I'm playing around with. I can't help but simultaneously think about how the same grammar, type of word, or sentence structure works in my main languages. And the more questions a dabble language raises, the more I feel led to give in to the curiosity, which always leads me back to my focus languages with a lot of energy and excitement about what I'm learning. So those are three things that make dabbling in various languages worth my time. Strengthening my focus languages through the connections made, giving me a break from my main languages while still having language time, and it feeds the curious side of me, which always brings me back to Italian and German with renewed and excited energy. There are many more reasons why I love dabbling, but today I just wanted to share these three things I picked out to show how dabbling can be useful in our overall language lives. For some, it's not worth the time taken away from their committed languages. For others, it simply doesn't fit in with their goals, structure, or routine. And still for some, they know the dabble language would become an escape from their main languages, and they want to stay where they are. All reasons for dabbling or not are valid. The key is to know what you want, to know what you enjoy, and do what you believe is right for your language time. I hope you've enjoyed today's episode, and maybe some of you feel inspired to play around with a new language that interests you and just see where it goes. Maybe others of you have confirmed to yourself that dabbling is definitely not for you. Wherever you stand, I wish you the best this week on your language journey, however many languages that entails. Have some fun, celebrate something you've accomplished, and until next time, ciao.